Lie, Lie Again by Stacey Wise, performed by Emily Ellett. Sirens shattered the cool evening air with a piercing wail that rivaled a speed metal concert. The bright lights of emergency vehicles spun dizzying circles through the sky, a frantic dance to the ear-splitting dissonance. Brakes squealed and doors slammed. The sirens screamed to a stop at the apartment complex on Mockingbird Lane, and the night seemed to exhale. Emergency workers streamed from the truck with rapid efficiency, their medical kits and blue latex gloves ready to work miracles. Only the onlookers, who wore the slack-jawed expressions of those who had seen a ghost, stood rooted to the ground, seemingly frozen in time, unable to look away from the body splayed face down on the asphalt. Sylvia stood between Ricky and Embry, her arms crossed loosely at her chest. Their small semicircle was casual, like spectators at a parade. "Well, a body at the bottom of the stairs is sure to draw a crowd." The World News section of the Sunday paper was spread across Hugh's otherwise pristine kitchen table. Sylvia dutifully skimmed the headlines. Casualties, crisis, corruption. Why couldn't they report good news? It seemed that paper sales would go up if they splashed uplifting headlines across the front page. She sipped her coffee and enjoyed the bittersweet tang of the powdered creamer she'd added. Hugh had introduced her to the chemical concoction. She'd initially mocked it, but now she was obsessed. Too much was probably deadly. She laughed to herself. The dreary news was clearly taking a toll. Doom and gloom. As much as she enjoyed her Sunday mornings with Hugh, she could do without the newspaper bit. But he loved his old-fashioned ritual, the familiar smell and his eventual inky fingers. Trendy, frameless glasses were perched on the tip of his nose, his half of the paper in a tight fold. Such a serious man. She liked that she had the power to make him smile. He was absolutely perfect in an everyday man sort of way. It was one of the things that made him so desirable. Would he be insulted by the everyday man comment if she were to say it aloud? Words were funny. It was all too easy to misinterpret things when you weren't privy to the vast array of thoughts in the other person's head. She studied him as he read. Dark blonde hair, cool gray-blue eyes beneath the glasses. His lashes were stubby. There was really no nice way to say it, but on a man, stubby lashes weren't so bad, were they? They were thick and full and gave him an assertive look. A reliable look, like he'd be the one to give you tax advice or walk you through the process of setting up a wireless remote. Yes, everything about him was steadfast and sturdy.